Hi everyone, welcome back and thank you for tuning in into the ICCA Cares podcast for our back to school series. My name is Dora Tendo and I'll be your host for today's episode of our weekly podcast. Last week we discussed setting SMART goals as a student, and I hope by now every one of you have these goals ready to be accomplished in the school year. On today's episode, we will be discussing creating a good action plan to achieve our SMART goals. Let's begin by discussing what exactly is an action plan. What is an action plan? In simple terms, an action plan helps us turn our dreams into a reality. It is a way to make sure whatever vision or goals you have set is made real. An action plan is made up of tasks and several things that need to be done or changed for you to achieve your goals. Now, let us consider the following example. It is the goal of Ethan to get an A in math class this semester by studying 30 minutes every day. Now, in the example above, Ethan will have to change or do these things to achieve his goals. 1. Reduce the play hours for the semester by 30 minutes. 2. Review math notes from henceforth. 3. Practice 2 math questions from henceforth. 4. Independently solve 10 math problems at the end of every week. 5. Always write down any questions or problem you encounter and ask your teacher. How will I know my action plan is good? 1. List of things and changes to be made to achieve goals must be complete or address every issue. This means your action plan must be complete and it should be able to address every issue. 2. Action plan must be clearly written. That is, what needs to be done and at what time. 3. Action plan must be clearly focused on the goal. 4. Identify most important things. 5. Keep your action plan visible. And 6. Your action plan must be specific. It must be measurable. It must be accurate. It must be realistic. And it must be time bound. As Casey rightly said in our previous discussion, don't be afraid to get creative with your action plan too. Go back to your elementary school days and get creative. Write your action plan as part of your schedule using colored pencils, markers, and flip chart. Because according to Fall, creating an action plan this way activates a different part of your brain and cements the goals in your mind. Why do you even need an action plan? Is it important to have an action plan? Many people have big goals or dreams, but certainly do not have action plan to achieve those goals. This makes action plan very important. If you don't create an action plan, then your goals will fail. Overall, an action plan helps you to measure your progress. That is, what tasks have brought successes and what tasks have not worked. 2. To determine if your goal is achievable. 3. To determine the amount of time needed to perform a task and how long the overall action plan will take to achieve your goal. When should an action plan be created? Ideally, action plan should be created after you have set your goal and clearly written it down. Remember, I mentioned earlier that without an action plan, your goal cannot become a reality. Therefore, when you are ready to get things done, your action plan must be ready to serve as a guide. Note that action plan is not static. You can revise it as time goes on because some tasks may seem not to work. You may also come across a new task or plan that works better for you. You may contact the following people when you are creating your action plan: your teacher, your parent, and your elder siblings. How to prepare an action plan? 1. Identify all the tasks or plans to be carried out to achieve your goal. You can reach out to the people I mentioned above for help. 2. Review the plan and prioritize important ones. Follow through the action plan you have created. Keep track of your progress and review your plan if needed. And lastly, make sure you celebrate your successes. So you see, every goal can be achieved once you have a good action plan. A good action plan, and not just any action plan, can make your dream a reality. And that wraps up today's episode of ICC Cares Back to School series. Before I sign out, let me leave you with a quote from John Maxwell, which has to do with achieving our goals. He says, "Don't be afraid of going slowly. Be afraid of standing still." Until I come your way next time, it's a bye for now.